Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about being an overcomer. Reading from Revelation chapter 12, verse 11, where we read this. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, and by the word of their testimony, and that they did not love their lives to the death. Again, that's Revelation chapter 12, verse 11. Kind of reminds me a little bit of that old 1960s song, We Shall Overcome. That song expressed the confidence of victory, even when facing great opposition. Revelation chapter 12, verse 11 presents three keys to the saints' victory over our opponent, the enemy of our souls. Now, we know the first key. It says that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Then in verse 11, it gives a second key. It's in the phrase, they overcame him by the word of their testimony. We can say that if the blood of the Lamb overcomes Satan's accusations, then the word of their testimony overcomes Satan's deception. Knowing and remembering the work of God in their life protects them against Satan's deceiving work. It's very important that each one of us has a word of our testimony. We give testimony about something that we have experienced firsthand. In a court of law, the witness is called to give testimony about what they have personally seen or heard or know. If the lawyer asks them a question about what someone else experienced, that's called hearsay. It's not admissible in court. On this same principle, we can't live a hearsay Christian life. We need to have a personal encounter with Jesus and have a personal testimony of what we have experienced in our life with Him. When we are grounded in the word of our testimony, it's a lot harder for Satan to deceive us. Now, Satan is an expert at spinning a foggy web in our head, making us wonder if all of this God stuff is real at all. But when we stand on the remembrance of specific things that we've seen God do in our life, then we know that He's for real and His work in our life is real. In John chapter 9, we have the account of when Jesus healed a man who was born blind. Jesus performed this miracle as a simple act of mercy, but the religious leaders of the day wanted to use it as an excuse to attack Jesus. They fired all sorts of confusing theological questions at the man who was healed. They tried to get him to say something bad about Jesus. Finally, the man who was formerly blind said this, "One thing I know, that though I was blind, now I see." That's in John chapter 9, verse 25. And that was the word of his testimony, and no one could argue against it. Now, you may know many theological facts about Jesus, but have never had a word of testimony, knowing that you have experienced his forgiveness, his love, his healing, his comfort, his strength, his miraculous power, or any number of other ways that he works in our life. If you do not have a word of testimony regarding his work in your life, then make it the passion of your life to compile such a word of your testimony. Now, if you do have that word of your testimony, then let Jesus increase it. And most of all, then you must use that word of your testimony to be an overcomer, and to be an overcomer in Jesus Christ today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.